This podcast is brought to you by AMD. AMD is the official technology partner of the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team. You're listening to another behind-the-scenes Team Discovery report from the Tour de France with PJ Robis.
Hello from the final day of the Alps in the 2006 Tour de France. Today's stage from Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne to Morzine. PJ Robis reporting in once again. And another crazy day from the 2006 Tour de France. Floyd Landis essentially out of the running for not only the win, but even the top three or top five by most experts' opinions. And his thoughts and opinions on yesterday were that he just didn't have a good day. Didn't blame his hip, didn't blame a cold or anything like that. Just said, you know, the other guys were better, and I just had a bad day out there. So you could just see him on that final climb yesterday, just pouring sweat once he finally cracked. And when you go to the limit like that, it's really hard to get yourself out. George Hincapie told me after the stage yesterday that on top of the first climb of the day, they called the Galibier, that the whole way down the descent, he thought it was odd that Floyd was just eating a ton of food, a lot more than he would have thought normal for himself. And being Floyd's teammate in the past, I think George would know, but he just said he was eating constantly, like basically three lunches all the way down the Galibier. So he thought that was strange, but didn't think much of it. And Floyd seemed to be good the rest of the day, but with 10 to 15 kilometers left on that final climb, he really cracked. And for the Discovery Channel guys yesterday and today, we're not two of our best days in the Tour de France this year. Two tough stages in the Alps. The guys were with the front groups, the decisive groups, up until the final climbs. Again today, we had a rider, Pavel Paternos, in the breakaway, and when Floyd jumped across from the main group and started on his solo 150-kilometer time trial, essentially, he came up to the breakaway, which had 5-plus minutes on the group. Pavel was in that group and stayed with Floyd and four or five other riders for a while, but Pavel, who's quite large, 80-plus kilos, so almost 180 pounds or so, which isn't that heavy, but when you got guys like Floyd, who 145, 150 pounds and go uphill pretty well, it's tough to hang on the wheel there. So Pavel did his best to stay with Floyd and then drop back, and guys like George and Popo and Jose stayed with the main groups to the base of the Col de Juplan, which is the epic climb that Lance bonked on back in 2000 and nearly lost the Tour de France on. So tough climb and another tough day for the Discovery Channel guys, but bravo to Floyd Landis. The other day when Lance was with the team on the Alpe d'Huez, we went over to see the team, and Lance walked over to Floyd and was chatting with him, and I thought it was really good. Obviously, Floyd and Lance have had an interesting past, but they've really overcome any issues that they've had, and it was a great talk with Floyd and Floyd's director and the owner of the Phoenix Cycling Team, Andy Rees, and they were just congratulating them on top of Alpe d'Huez. Bill Stapleton, Lance's agent and the general manager for the team, we're talking to them and essentially saying, you know, congratulations on your first Tour de France win. And yesterday on top of Lotto Soudal, we were watching and we felt quite bad for and the whole Phoenix team, as we felt a little bit like we had jinxed them, and congratulating them maybe a little bit premature there. So, an American on the podium, even though Floyd's no longer on our team, is by all accounts good for American cycling. So we were, myself and the team president Barnags and a few of our sponsors, Chris Carmichael and Scott McKechnie from Nike, were watching from the OLN TV truck at the finish line today, and Floyd's wife was there and Floyd's coach Robbie Ventura was there, and it was just an exciting scene as Floyd was riding away from the rest of his competitors and gaining 5-plus minutes on everybody, and now sitting in third place overall, just about 30 seconds back from first place and 20 seconds back from second. So essentially it's going to come down to Saturday's time trial, and with Floyd being a time trial expert, it should be pretty interesting. But enough about Floyd and the Phoenix team. Back to the Discovery Channel boys. Definitely a little beaten up by this year's tour, a long, hard, hot Tour de France. Spoke to George Hincapie today for a few minutes, and he's definitely looking forward to getting into Paris, but he's looking to hopefully get into a breakaway tomorrow, and obviously he win a stage. He had the yellow jersey already, so to add a stage win to this year's tour would be a big success for him. So from here in Morzine, this is PJ Urbe signing off for today, and we'll be checking back in with you on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the last 3 days of the 2006 Tour de France. Lance Armstrong will be once again back with his teammates for Saturday and Sunday stage, most likely riding in the car. Jake Gyllenhaal will be with him, bringing the Hollywood aspect to the tour, and Jake will probably be riding in the car as well. And for all things Team Discovery Channel, go to team.discovery.com and listen in for my daily podcast.